Hi, my name is Randy. This is a recorded line. This is the Roundup Helpline. Am I speaking to Sam?
Yes, Sam Randall.
Sam. Randall's my first name, Sam. How are you?
Oh,
there,
that's
sir?
A good name.
It is.
I'm okay.
We're off to a good start. Did you or a loved one use that Roundup herbicide, sir?
Excuse me?
Were you calling in about the Round? Is this about the Roundup lawsuit, sir?
Yes.
Okay. Were you or a loved one injured or get sick after using Roundup?
Yeah, I was injured.
Did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing the claim, Mr. Randall?
Yes.
Oh, you did. Okay.
I haven't had nobody assist me. I'm calling you. You told me to call you back.
Okay. Let's see something here. Okay, so you haven't signed any documents or anything with anybody, sir, correct?
No, I haven't done nothing.
Okay. Nobody sent you anything with on your phone to sign with your finger, nothing like that,
not
right?
Not at all. Not at all.
Did you want to see if you meet the criteria to participate in this lawsuit?
Excuse me?
Do you want to see if you meet the criteria to participate in this lawsuit? Roundup.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. What were you diagnosed with, Mr. Randall?
I was diagnosed with about a weed killer.
No, but what was the disease that you got diagnosed with? What is it that you came down with?
Hopkins lymphoma. I think that's what it is.
The doctors told you that you came down with what's it called?
What was I diagnosed with?
Yes, sir. What did the doctors tell you that you had?
They said it was non-Hopkins lymphoma. I think that's what it is.
Thank you, sir.
Sounds like that.
Okay. No, you're close enough. I appreciate that, Mr. Randall. And now that you've said it, we can go ahead and talk about it a little bit more, okay? I can't like guide the person into saying it, so forgive me. But now that you've said it, and this isn't required, but do you know if you were diagnosed with any sort of subtype to that, sir?
Subtype, what do that mean?
Subtype, like there's different types of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. For example, there's
it was like a B cell type of lymphoma, like a diffuse B cell type lymphoma.
Okay, do you know was it B lymphoblastic lymphoma? Does that sound familiar? Or was it diffuse B large cell lymphoma?
It's diffuse B cell lymphoma. That's what it is.
Okay, thank you for that, sir. I appreciate that, Mr. Randall.
I'm not too good with pronouncing words, my speech, but I'll try.
No, don't you worry. Listen, my hearing's not the greatest, but we're getting along.
Mine either. Mine either.
Okay, so what year were you diagnosed, Mr. Randall?
What year was I diagnosed? In 2000. Wait a minute. You see, I was in 2017, I think.
Okay.
August. It was August in 2017, if my memory is good.
Okay.
Somewhere in August 18, 2017. That's
okay.
When it was.
Thank you, sir. That was my next question.
Okay.
So
trying to remember everything that I went through, you know.
You're doing – it's a lot to – dude, first of all – dude, sorry. I'm old. I'm older. It's a lot to go through. And the last thing you're thinking about is filling out one of these forms when all that's going down. Trust me. So
you're
doing fantastic jogging your memory. Trust me. You're doing fine. Now, how old were you when you got diagnosed? Do you remember?
It was like 51 or 52, one of them. 52, I think. 52.
Okay. Hold on. My battery's going dead on this mouse here. I may have to switch it with someone who's plugged in. Okay, I got that. And so far, you're doing fine. It's just, like I said, it's a technical thing on my end here. Let me plug this in real quick. You're in California too, right?
Well, I'm out of I'm in California, but I'm out of town right now.
Oh, okay. No, so it's like 2:30, I've been using this computer all day long, so you can imagine it needed a minute, I guess. Okay. All right. Let me see what's going on here. Okay, so you were 52 years old. Now,
yes.
All right, so had you sprayed Roundup within 20 years of your initial diagnosis?
Well, like 15 years.
Okay, so that's a yes. And how many years, so about 15 years total, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I hear your puppy. Okay. Now, within those 15 years, did you spray it for at least 10 days or more, sir?
It was like twice a week.
Okay. And in your lifetime, I know this is tough, but put your thinking cap on for a minute. So twice a week, you did it for 15 years. So if you did it twice a week, how many hours do you think, what do you think? It took a half an hour each time, so maybe an hour a week. What are you thinking?
Probably like a couple hours a week.
Okay.
A couple hours, I guess.
All right. So how many hours in your lifetime of exposure do you think you've had? Do you know? And I can help you with that. I can help you with that. This is what I would say. Go ahead.
Just around those years, I guess.
So
as long as I was dealing with it.
Did you use it? All right, let's go back. I'll go back to that in a second. How long did you use Roundup? You said about 15 years. Did you use how long did you use Roundup before your diagnosis? At least, well, you told me 15 years, correct?
I think about like a little, maybe, yeah, somewhere up in there, yeah.
Okay. And when did you stop using Roundup?
When I stopped, like in December in 2016, December the 15th.
Okay.
In 2016.
Or that's a year before your diagnosis date.
No, that's 2016. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so about a year before your diagnosis. So December 15th, 2016. And how were you exposed? Directly? Were you the one that was actually spraying it?
Yes, yes.
And when you used the Roundup, where were you using it at? Was it on the job, or were you using it around the house, or fence lines, curbs, gutters, gardens, things at home? How were you using it?
Like around the yards, fence, gutters, stuff like that. My job assignment here.
Okay. And are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes.
And have you had more than one? You got the non-Hodgkin's, the large B cell that you told me about. Have you had more than one NHL diagnosis, or is that the only one you've had?
That's the only one.
Okay, and you'd be filing this claim on behalf of yourself, correct?
Yes.
Okay, continuing. And, you know, I'm so sorry this happened to you. If you have any neighbors or loved ones or anybody like that, please, you can give them my number, sir, okay?
Oh, okay.
In fact, I'm gonna text that to you. I would never ask you to give anybody's name or number, Mr. Randall.
Okay.
We're not that kind of firm.
Okay.
But at the same time, if somebody rightfully wants to talk to us about it, please give them my name and number, okay?
Okay, I understand.
There you go. I'm going to send that to you right now. Okay. There you go. Now, I'm just going to read a real quick list of ailments. Tell me yes or no. They're just a standard list. Have you ever had HIV or AIDS?
No.
Organ transplant?
Nope.
Hepatitis B?
Nope. Nope.
Epstein-Barr?
Nope.
Lupus?
Nope.
Autoimmune disease?
Nope.
Hepatitis C?
Nope.
Rheumatoid arthritis?
Nope.
Diabetes mellitus?
Nope.
Any cancer other than anything associated with your non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
I'm cancer-free now. I mean, I went to the chemo for that, but, yeah, I don't have cancer.
Oh, you went through it for – you got rid of the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
I don't have – I'm cancer-free.
Okay. So it's in remission then?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's the only cancer you had was the NHL, correct?
Yeah. Okay. That's it.
Any family history of cancer that you're aware of?
Not that I think one of my uncles, but I can't really recall.
Okay. So possibly uncle. Would you know what type of cancer he had or no?
Nah, not actually.
Okay.
I can't remember what uncle was. That's when I was younger. I've heard like.
Okay. Is your real name Sam or Samuel?
No, it's just Sam.
S-A-M?
Yeah.
And then I know how to spell that. R-A-N-D-A-L-L, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Please confirm your gender for me, Sam.
I'm male.
And is there any junior, senior suffix, anything like that to your name?
A junior.
Junior. All right. And are you married?
No.
And what's your current age?
My current age now?
Yes, sir.
I'm going to be 60 in May.
What day? May what? What's your birthday?
May 24th.
Of what year?
1965.
1965. Okay. And what is your social?
554-255-0021.
Thank you. And how did you first learn about a connection between Roundup and your cancer? Was that through TV ads, internet? How did you first learn about it?
On the Facebook.
Facebook, yeah. Thank you for telling me. We get a lot of that. Okay. And
yeah.
On this next one here, Sam, there's no right or wrong answer. As best as you can remember, when did you first see that your injuries may have been related to Roundup? That would be when did you might have seen that Facebook ad? Just your best guess.
The Facebook ad?
Yeah.
Jeez, that's, man.
A year ago, there's really no right or wrong. So
something
maybe,
like that. Something like that. Like a year.
Okay.
Or a little over a year, just a year. About
okay.
A year and a couple of months, maybe.
Okay. Oh, that's what I'll go with. So I went with January 24. Is that okay?
Yeah, something like that. Something.
Okay.
Yeah, something.
Thank you. That's acceptable, sir. How tall are you?
I'm 6'3".
And how much do you weigh?
I weigh like 197.
So you're a pretty physically fit guy there. Ah, okay. Now, Sam, this number that we're talking on, area code 323-506-4175, is this a mobile phone?
Yeah, it's my mobile phone.
Okay, and then I have samrandall@gmail.com. Is that your best email address?
Yeah, gmail.com, folks. Samrandall, 4175@gmail.com.
Hold on, 4175, you said?
At gmail.com.
4175, thank you, sir. Okay, and this is a smartphone. And let's see. Are you married?
You asked me that question.
I know,
no.
But what did I tell you? No, I didn't check the box. No, I did check the
box. No.
So I told you to forgive me that if I asked the same question over again.
It's okay. It's okay, bro. We're only human. It's okay.
I'm smiling over here. Trust me, man. It's okay. I apologize, though. It does ask it twice here, though, believe it or not.
It's okay.
I'll get you going here on this in a second. Okay. Now, this question, it's really, really simple. You're the power of attorney for yourself. You do, like, at some point have a birth certificate or ID for yourself. You're not the ward of anybody else's or anything like that, correct?
No.
Okay.
No.
Now, going back to the use of the Roundup, you told me that you probably used it maybe a couple times a week. Isn't that what you said?
Yeah, twice a week.
Okay, so probably about 8 times a month. Is that about accurate?
Yep, that's about accurate.
Okay. And as best as you can remember, we know when your diagnosis date was. We know all that stuff. As best as you can remember. Now, you think that you – let me go back up here and help you a little bit. Let me do this in the way. Let me go back up here.
I didn't hear you.
Hang on. Oh. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, now.
Okay. So you had mentioned that you stopped spraying Roundup about December 15th of 2016. Now,
Yes. And
then you said you used it for about 15 years, correct?
Yes.
So would that be around 2001 when you started using Roundup. Is that correct?
It's around 2006.
Okay.
Or four, one of them, 2006.
Okay. I hear the birds. Okay, so.
Yeah, it's a nice out here in the.
It is.
North Carolina over here.
Oh, is that where you're at? Yeah, because it's not like. In California, it's not like that today. It's cloudy and foggy. Rain this morning, in fact. So you miss the rain. All right. So now going back, let me just confirm with you, because you said that you stopped spraying Roundup around 2016. Did I get that wrong?
No, you got that right.
Okay. And then you said that you sprayed Roundup for approximately 15 years?
Yes, something like that.
Okay. So if you take the 15 years and subtract that from 2016, that would make it about 2001 that you started spraying Roundup. Is that correct?
I think it's 2006.
All right, let's put 2006. And so you used it from 2006 all the way to 2016, correct?
Yeah, that's like 11. That's like 15 years, something like that.
It's like it's like 10, 11 years is what it is. But that's fine. Yeah, that's okay, right?
Well, together it's always 15, so it could be 2001. Like I say, I don't have stuff right in front of me. I'm just trying to.
No, you're doing fine. And then back to that question that I asked you. Okay, so just assuming that you used it for 10 years, you used it 8 times a month. Now, you probably didn't use it, you know, maybe.
It was more than 10 years, though.
Okay, how many years do you think, sir?
Like 15.
Okay, and then when did you start spraying Roundup?
Like, I'll say 2006 or 3 or one of them. I can't actually remember, like, right offhand. Like 2006, I think. That's what I'm thinking.
Okay. So if you started using Roundup in 2006, and let's say you used it.
Well, I guess there's one. It could have been the beginning. It's like the beginning of 2000. So I'm just, it's been a while. So
No. I understand. So if you go by the math of what we're saying, so let's say you used it for 15 years and you stopped using it in 2016. So if you go back 15 years from 2016, that's 2001. So that would make sense to 15 years. Is that more accurate? Right.
Yeah. Because I'm not like I say, I'm trying to remember. No.
I totally get it. Now, when you were spraying Roundup, Sam, did you, and it's okay if you didn't, but did you use any protective gear when you were using Roundup, mask, gloves, anything like that?
Well, I use gloves.
Okay. And then when you were using Roundup, it's just a standard residential lot, sir.
What? While I was using it?
Yes, sir.
Like on my job, yeah, like gutters and stuff. Yeah, I was using it. I used it at home too.
Oh yeah. Okay. And this was in California where you were using it, sir. That's the state where you used it the most. Okay.
Yeah, in California.
Okay, and you used it on a residential lot, and this was for curbs, walkways, gutters, things like that.
Yeah.
Okay. So it was you used it residentially, correct? You told me that.
Yes.
Okay. And the first time you were exposed, it was directly through guard or through yard work, right?
Yeah, like to doing that. Yeah. Exposed.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. And did you personally spray Roundup?
Yes.
And so you were always present whenever the Roundup was being sprayed, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, if you took the same math that we just talked about, and let's say that you had those 8 exposures, but you probably didn't do it in December, January. Maybe you did, though. It depends on the year. So let's say if you did that same math, and you were saying you had 8 exposures a month. So let's say typically you had 80 exposures, correct, per year. So if you took that 80 exposures per year and you multiplied that by 15 years, do you think that's correct in the number of exposures you had in your lifetime? So in other words, were you getting 80 exposure a year, or is that a bit much?
That was, something like that.
How many exposures do you think you had in your lifetime in total?
I think the whole 15
years. Okay.
So
maybe a total of... So maybe a total of at least 80. Would you be okay with putting that? Some people put thousands. You can put whatever you want.
Doing the math, I mean, shit. I can't really say, man. I guess I can say that. But
okay. Or it could be more than that, sir, if you think it is.
It's more than that.
Okay. Would you be comfortable with me putting 100?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you get your water from a well?
No.
Okay. Were you exposed to any other herbicides that you know of?
Not that I know of.
Okay. Have you ever been exposed to benzene that you know of?
No.
And you're a little young on this one, but have you ever been exposed to Agent Orange?
No, what is that?
It's they used it in the Vietnam War mostly. That's why guys that are old. Yeah, you're not old enough for that.
Wow.
All right. So
wow.
When you went to get the Roundup, did you just buy like the premix or did you mix it yourself?
No, I mixed it with water.
Okay. Now, when you bought your Roundup, that was in California, correct?
Yep.
Okay.
At the Home Depot.
Okay, Home Depot. What city primarily?
Los Angeles.
L.A., Los Angeles. Is that where you pretty much went all the time to get it?
Yeah, right there on Slauson.
Oh, I know. Exactly. I've been to that one. I've actually been to that one.
Oh, okay.
I used to work for a guy that lived in La Cañada, believe it or not, and I met him there before.
Oh, La Cañada. Yeah, yeah. That's a nice little city.
Yeah, it's overrated, but it is. Yes. Okay. And let's see. You bought it at the Home Depot, Los Angeles. That's pretty much where you went all the time?
Yes.
Okay. I know. I pretty much go to Home Depot, too. And there's no right or wrong answer, but do you have any receipts for your purchase of Roundup?
Shit, I probably have them in my store somewhere. I don't know.
Okay.
That's no.
Do you have any Roundup in your possession?
No.
Okay. And have you ever smoked?
Cigarette?
Yeah.
Yeah, I stopped in 1985, though.
Okay, so how many years did you smoke for? Just a few?
Just a few years.
Okay. Like three?
Like 2 years.
2 years. Good for you for quitting. Are you currently working?
Like right now?
Yeah.
No, I do like security, like just.
Okay, but that's okay. So right now at the moment, you're not working, right? Under the table is fine.
I'm not working. I'm just, you know what I'm saying? Somebody had me do security for me. Yeah, I'm not working, actually.
Did you ever lose any time of work because of surgery or treatment related to the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, sir?
Well, yes, I did use some time.
Uh-huh. But were you, like, self-employed? Is it something that you had to report to an employer? Do you know the dates that you might have lost? Or
no, I didn't really have to report to an employer because a lot of times I had a lot of, like, days.
Okay.
Like covered, so.
So you didn't really lose time per
se?
Yeah,
no.
Okay.
Not really, yeah.
Okay, have you ever been in the military?
No.
Me neither. Have you ever been involved in any other lawsuits? It's that age that we're at, sir. We're very close in age.
No.
Right. Okay.
No. No lawsuit.
Have you ever filed disability or workman's compensation claim?
Nope.
Have you ever filed for bankruptcy?
Nope.
Have you ever had any minor, other than minor traffic offenses, have you ever been convicted of any crimes?
No.
And who was your diagnosing physician? Who diagnosed you?
A guy named Eggsnet strat.
How do you spell that?
Eggsnet. It's Greg, but the other name is A-N-G. I don't actually know how to exactly spell it, but that's how it sounds.
Let me get to it. Maybe that'll help.
His name is...
Where was he located at?
At USC, Keck Hospital, USC, in Los Angeles downtown. His name is, it sounds like it's Angstrat. Like, maybe it's probably like A-N-G.
I found him. It's A-N-G-S-T-R-E-I-C-H.
Yeah, I just can't pronounce it. Like, I knew it was something like that.
You did very good, Angstrat. He also worked, I'm in Irvine, he also works down here in Newport Beach. But you saw him, but he's also at the USC Keck of Medicine, and that's where you say you saw him, right?
Yeah, at the USC, downtown Los Angeles.
Yeah, he's got 5 stars, too.
Wow.
You saw him at L.A. Okay, mm-hmm. Hold on, I got to find that location. They came right up with the Newport Beach. Hang on. Yeah, I kid you
the
not.
Street called San Pablo Street downtown, like 90033. Is it
okay.
Something like that? Downtown.
9033 San Pablo.
Yeah. Street.
Okay. San Pablo. It's a city up by San Francisco. My grandma lived there. It's the only reason I know that. Okay.
How's she doing? She's still around?
No, she passed away years ago. But it was all good.
Oh.
It's all good.
You live on through her, man. You live on through her. You set a good example. I'm sure she was a very nice lady.
I am trying my best, and I do appreciate
your
kind words.
You're doing it, sir.
I'm just trying to help people is all I'm doing here. Okay.
That's what it's about, man. Helping people. That's what it's about.
That's in Los Angeles. Yeah, and this Roundup stuff, they went on so many years. Saying, now if you go to Home Depot and says, brand new formula.
I'm scared of that.
Yeah. Well, you've had your chance, right? All right. Yeah, so I did find Dr. Greg's phone number, so I'm just typing that in here. Thank you for that. You knew his name. He came right up. And he does work in multiple locations. So you this is kind of a simple question. How has this lymphoma impacted your life, Mr. Randall?
Kind of like, you know, how, especially when I had the surgery, you know, it just slowed down a little bit. I wasn't doing a lot of traveling like I used to, you know, and stuff like that.
Okay. But the good news is you are in remission.
I done made through, yeah, because at first I used to be like shortness of breath and like kind of feeling. You know,
scary stuff, dude.
Like,
scary stuff.
Yeah. I thought I was going to pass away or something, man, because I've never been exposed to nothing like that in my life.
Right.
Never been through something like that.
Well, I know. All right, let me go back. I got some more copying and pasting. So when you got that procedure done, that was Dr. Greg. That was it in L.A. again, right, at USC Keck?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, let me pull it back up. I thought I was done with that, but my bad. There it is. Okay. That is a really nice hospital, though. Glad you ended up there.
It is.
All right. More copying and pasting, so just bear with me. And do me one favor. Now, you may not have them in your hand, but can you confirm for me that the medical records do exist that are going to show this diagnosis we're discussing today?
Yes.
Okay. And when you went to Keck, do you remember approximately the date you got treated at the hospital?
On my diagnosis?
No. This would be, when did you go in for the surgery? When did you go in? As best as you can remember. So your diagnosis was 12/15 of 2000.
Like 2017, like in August.
Okay, so they waited a bit. Okay, that's all right.
August the 25th. I think that's the right date. Yeah,
okay.
In 2017.
And then... Did you follow, when you followed up, did you go back to see at Keck? Is that where you went?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me put that in there. And is Dr. Greg, was he also your oncologist, or did you have a separate oncologist as well?
No, he was all of it.
Okay, so he was the man.
Yeah.
So sometimes you saw another doctor, but you may not know who that was, correct?
No, I don't know.
Well, I know
really
how that. I when
different
I was in a,
doctors, but mostly him. It was just him. Really.
Okay. So, and then so you got treated on the 25th after that, and then after that you went back. How long after that did you have a follow up, or when did they tell you that you were cancer free?
When I was cancer free in 2020, they told me.
Okay.
I was so damn happy.
Oh, I bet you were. What when
was so fucking happy, man? Man, I was so happy when they. Oh man, you just don't know how that make you feel.
No, I do get it. I trust me, I get it. I'm so.
Really
and you know what? You're doing a really good job of making me feel fantastic. Okay, hold on. I'm just gonna get some more information out of this. Okay, and I'm just basically copying Dr. Greg's info over on all this because you said he was the man.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And then you did get surgery. You told me that, correct? And you might have just answered this, but when you went in there in 2020, approximately, and they told you you're cancer-free, approximately what month was that?
I'll say probably the end of 2020. Around the holidays, before the holidays.
Okay, so in between Thanksgiving and Christmas or before Thanksgiving?
Like before Thanksgiving, somewhere.
Okay, so like the beginning of November then of 2020.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me go back and make sure I haven't missed anything, because so far you're looking good.
Well, it's like cut towards the end of the year, man. I made it so fucking joyful.
Oh, yeah. What a Christmas that was.
Man. That whole year, I was just, man, I was, you know what to think.
Or who to thank, right?
man.
All right. You're doing good, dude. Let me keep typing here. Thank you. They have receipts in storage. You smoked for 2 years. Thank God you quit. No lung cancer involved here. Already told me that. No, you're not working at the moment. That's okay, too. Well, you are, but I get it. Slow down, currently remission. You're scared.
Yeah.
I don't blame you. Using chemicals, right? You're pretty nervous about using chemicals, right?
I ain't trying to mess with nothing. I don't want to have nothing to do with none of that.
Okay. What's your current address?
It's 11406 South Wilson Place, Los Angeles, California, 90047.
Did you say Wilton Place?
Wilton, yeah. WILTON Place.
Yep, I know where that is. Any apartment number there?
No, that's the number right there.
Okay. And we do request an emergency contact. This is basically so that if we can't get a hold of you, we can call and tell them, hey, we're trying to get a hold of Mr. Randall, and I'll need your permission to contact a person. So all I really need is the name, phone number, and who that person is, first name, phone number. And that's going to be the last question. So then we're going to have you finish this claim up.
Okay. Well, it can be my son. He's 40 years old.
That's fine. What's his first name?
His first name is Dylan.
D-I-L-L-O-N?
D-Y-L-A-N.
No, you spelled it the right way. Okay. D-Y-A-L-N.
Yeah.
D-Y-A-L-N, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And what's Dylan's phone number?
His phone number?
Yes, sir.
Let me remember by heart. It's, hold on. I got to think about it because really know it by heart.
Take your time. That's the problem with technology nowadays. In the old days, you would have known.
Yeah, I'm trying to find out right now what's his number. Let me see. His number is 323-974-7108.
Gotcha. Thank you. Okay. And hold on. Google keeps underlining your son's name. Can you spell it for me one more time? I'm so sorry to ask that again.
It's D-Y-L-A-N.
Thank you. That's what I put. All right. And confirm his phone number one more time for me.
It's 974. Did I confirm it for you already?
Yes. No, you didn't. 974.
Hold on. I'm trying to remember it again. I don't know about heart.
You did good.
I'm going to guess it right now again.
Okay.
Let me see. I thought I had it in my phone somewhere. But sometimes I remember it, sometimes I don't. So because I told you, but I was trying to.
You did. Sorry. Keep going.
Hold on, man. Let me try to remember it right now. Hold on. I think it's 323-974. What is the other number? Fuck. Hold on.
That's all right. Take your time.
Right, I'm going to get it right now. It's 974, I think 7108. 7108.
323-974-7108. All right.
Is that what I gave you?
That is what you gave
me. You got it now? Okay.
Yes, sir. Okay. Hold on.
I'm just trying to remember it.
Sorry about that. You did really good on that. Okay.
It's okay.
All right. Let me see something here. All right. We're going to have one for you. I just got to get something. Use it probably for more than 1 year. I got to go back up and find out where that is. Have you ever signed documents via DocuSign before?
No, I haven't signed no documents.
Well, I am going to teach you. Okay, hold on. I'm just going back to the top and double-checking my work here. And there's no spouse information. Thank you. Are you working today, sir? I mean, are you?
I'm going to a funeral because my uncle had passed, so I'm out of California right now.
All right. So here's the question that we didn't ever answer, because we were trying to figure out this was going to be. We never did. We talked about it, but we never actually came up with an answer on what we were going to put on how many total hours do you think you had of spraying Roundup in your lifetime. So I want to do a little math for you. And you did know that you sprayed it for more than 2 years, correct?
Yes.
All right. And then you did say that you got diagnosed 8/18 of 2017. And you had said that you used it for approximately 15 years. So if you just took the 8 times per month, and let's just say you did 8, how about you just did 8 times per year? If you did that, that's going to be like, you know, 120 hours of exposure.
Yeah.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
All right.
That's it, yeah.
Okay. So let's put that in there.
Yep, about 120. Yeah, that's what I said. About 120 hours, 100-some hours.
Okay. And that's probably in correspondence with the 100 exposures is what we said earlier. Okay. So that's probably about accurate. Some of those sprays were probably a little more than an hour. I don't know. Okay. Now, bear with me here. Okay, so I just have to figure something out here, and then what I'm going to do is send you over a document via DocuSign, and I'll help you sign it. You can do it right there on the phone, but if you could just give me 1 minute here.
You gonna send it through your text or your Gmail?
I can do both, actually.
Okay.
It's just going to take me a second, though.
Okay.
So just bear with me. I promise you. You've got a claim here. So I'm just looking it over. Did use it. Yes. 1579. Okay, so I'm just checking it over here, make sure we didn't miss anything.
Oh, okay. Appreciate it.
All right, no worries.
Okay. I've had patience. I've been having patience all this time. I had went through that.
I know with what you went through for sure. Yeah. I just got to figure out why this box is not checking here. Sprayed it direct, sprayed it residential. No more than one. Not none of that. Sam, don't hang up, please. Your things. I just got to have somebody unlock this so I can send the document to you. Then I'll walk you over, sign it, and we'll be all done.
All right.
So hold on, okay?
Stay right here.
All right, thank you, sir. Hold on.